الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله وقال تعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أتستبدلون الذي هو أدنى بالذي هو خير اهبطوا مصرا فإن لكم ما سألتم وضربت عليهم الذلة صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected elders and brothers, Bani Israel, they were driven into Mount Tih and temporarily they were made to live in the area of Mount Tih. So, Mount Tih not being their home, Allah made provisions for them of food, drink, and shelter. The food, Allah says, وَأَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَى. We send down manna and salwa. Some say manna, some tafsir say manna was rain coming, and it should be formed like sludge. And they used to pick up that and eat. The others say that on the tree, it should drop onto the trees and they used to scrape off the fruits and the leaves and eat from manna and salwa. So whatever it is, but you know what? It was not ordinary food. It was provisions made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without you working, without you toiling, without a profession, and without exchanging or bartering. Provisions direct from Allah, your food arrangements made. Then the second thing was water. That the way Musa alayhi salam, he struck the rock, fajarat min husnata asharata aina. They had a rock which used to roll with them, and wherever they used to settle, the rock, when he used to strike it, 12 fountains for the 12 tribes of Bani Israel. They used to drink from their fountains. Water arrangement. As far as shelter, وَظَلَّلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الْغَمَامُ. So we took a cloud, scorching heat. We put the cloud cover over you so that you do not get burnt with the sun. Arrangement made by Allah. Then their clothes. Out of the house. So Allah made it such, this is not in Quran. This is in hadith, that the clothes were growing with them. You know, my friend, he jokes with me. He says, you see, you all wear elastic trousers. So your weight is growing with you all. Stop wearing elastic trousers. It's true too, I'm telling you. Anyway, Bani Israel, their clothes were growing with them and neat and tidy. In other words, dirt, like how we need to clean or wash our clothes. There was no need for that. So this was arrangement made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they lived it for a while. Then came their objection or their complaint. And the Quran is mentioning this. لَن نَصْبِرَ عَلَىٰ طَعَامٍ وَاحِدٍ فَدُّ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُخْرِجْ لَنَا مِمَّا تُنْبِتُ الْأَرْضُ مِنْ بَقْلِهَا وَقِثَّائِهَا وَفُومِهَا وَعَدَسِهَا وَبَصَلِهَا. I say, you know what, this is boring. This is very boring. We cannot be patient or we cannot tolerate one diet. But remember that this is food from heavens. Food from heaven. And the proverb says, food from heaven, eat like hell. Food from heaven, you must eat like hell. Allah's provision, no work, no worry. You know what? What's happening? End of the month, pay the bills, nothing. Eat. Arrangements by Allah. So no, we're not happy, man. We want our former food, what we're eating. What we used to eat, the herbs, the lentils, the onions, all that. Bring that back. So Allah said this year, Ihbitu Misran. You should get down from here and you should go to any city. Now if you know Arabic, now I'm just going into Arabic here. Allah used the indefinite noun for Misran. You know, he could have said, Ihbitu al Misra, the town there. But when he said that Misran, it gave a deeper meaning. That this which you're looking for is found everywhere, any town you go. And what I got, it can't be found, it cannot be found anywhere. So therefore that doesn't have an al, and it has a tanween Misran. To show you what Allah is saying, that this you'll get anywhere, man, which is nothing special. Then Allah made this statement. أَتَسْتَبْدِلُونَ الَّذِي هُوَ أَدْنَى بِالَّذِي هُوَ خَيْرٌ Do you seek to change that which is superior for something which is inferior? Do you seek to change that which is superior in quality, the manna, the salwa, and the shading of the cloud, the glowing of the clothes, the moving of the rock and giving you water, all that arrangement to something which is inferior in quality? Quran stands right to this day. In the usul or principles of tafsir, al-ibratu la bi-umumi al-lafz, walakin bi-khususi sabab. This is a principle, that the lesson is not with the specific incident, but it is actually general in the lesson that comes out. It's not specifically restricted to Bani Israel. At all times it will apply. Now we ask ourselves, we living in the 21st century. I'm only taking two. I'm taking this year. Allah gave us the greatest of all Anbiya alayhi salam, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Allah gave us the greatest of all books. And that is Quran. That is Quran. We're going into Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to show the superiority of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Number one, he's the only Nabi that Allah made a welcome for him when he ushered him into this world. Allah made it such that the fishes of different oceans, they climb, they jump up and they congratulated each other. Bidayah wa Nihayah ibn Kasir has mentioned this. Then Allah made it that the angels of the heavens, on the night that he was born, or you say 4 o'clock in the morning, they all congratulated and embraced each other. On the coming of who? Of Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah made it such that 1,000 years where fire worship was taking place, that fire extinguished on the night that Nabi was born. This is the welcome that Allah gave this Nabi. The Nabi was born, wulida maqtunan, wulida tahiran, wulida maqtu as-surra. This Nabi was born, you did not have to bathe the body. The remains of the placenta clean. He was born with the umbilical cord already cut. The cord that joins the mother to the child. He was born already circumcised. A superior being. This Nabi is such that when the breastfeeding mother, Halima, whose breast was not giving milk, whose camel or donkey was more slowest, and the camel which was a spare wheel was not giving milk. But when this child was taken into her lap, then her taqdeer changed. The breast that was dry, filled up with milk. The donkey that was slow, the mule, it now overtook those other people who left half a day before her. And then the spare wheel, which was the camel that she was taking, was now giving full milk. Abu Kabasha says, you know what, it's surprising that, you know what, her husband Abu Kabasha is saying, the camel is giving milk. The people who she was passing by, like, you know, you're overtaking a car. So they were wishing her and saying, Ya Halima, laqad akhasti nasamatan mubaraka. Oh Halima, you have taken a blessed child. Two people, when you analyze a person, a human, there are those things that are dirty in the body, even if it's for the wife as well. Number one, no one wants to suck someone's blood. But my Nabi, two people in history, they took the blood of the Nabi. In the battle of Uhud, when Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was bleeding, and the cheeks were full of blood, then Malik bin Sinan, the father of Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala, he pretended to come close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then with his tongue, he cleaned the cheek of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in amazement, what are you doing? He says, I am cleaning your cheek with the brush of my tongue. So he says, in that case, the fire of Jahannam will not burn your body in where my blood is mixed. Malik bin Sinan, he passed away after this incident. He became shaheed. Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did cupping. And he said to Abdullah bin Zubair, go and dispose this blood. So Abdullah, and go and dispose it in some way where no one will get it. So Abdullah bin Zubair went. And he came back and he said, oh Nabi of Allah, I put it in somewhere where no one will see it and get it. So Allah's Nabi says, La'allaka sharibta, maybe you drank this blood. He says, yes, I drank it. Now Abdullah bin Zubair, you know, the blood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you know that he had the strength of 1,000 men. Hajjaj bin Yusuf and his army were trying to defeat 18 people. From morning Fajr right to Asr, they couldn't put them down. 18 people standing at the Mataf at the Kaaba. And these people are standing on where? Mount Abu Qubais, the king castle side. Until they use a catapult and they threw a rock and just hit him on his head. That's Abdullah bin Zubair, the first born Muslim. So, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to Abdullah bin Zubair, you also, that the fire of Jahannam is haram upon your body, my blood mixed with your body. The blood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umm Salim says, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make qailula at my house. Siesta. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is perspiring and Umm Salim is taking a cloth and she is dabbing a cloth onto the perspiration of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then she's taking that cloth and she's rinking it into the perfume bottles. She's rinking it into the perfume bottles. So Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam one day opened his eye. He says, Umm Sulaym, what are you doing? She says, oh Nabi of Allah, our perfume gets sent from your perspiration. Our perfume gets sent from your perspiration. My wife is telling me, go have a bath and come in. No, I'm just telling you. Wife next door. She says, go have a bath and come. The superior being. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had that honor. Which honor? That the day it was 6th of June. 6th of June in the house of the Nabi of Allah. House of Aisha. And Malak al-Maut is at the door. In the riwayat, Jibreel alayhi salam says that Malak al-Maut is asking permission if he can come inside. The only being from before and to after. Only one being was given this honor that Malak al-Maut will ask permission to go into his house. And he goes and he says, Assalamu alayka ya Rasulallah. Allah is asking, I'm saying it in English, that Allah is asking if you want to come, I must take your life. And if you want to stay, you can stay. No other being has been given this choice. No other human. He qualifies to be a superior being than the rest of mankind. That Malak al-Maut also will ask permission to come into his house and ask him, can we take your ruh away or leave it? Jibreel alayhi salam says, وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَمُشْتَاقٌ. Your Rabb is desiring to meet you, Muhammad, don't delay. If I take my hot wind, I turn to my wife's side and my mouth opens. I didn't brush my teeth or something, you know. She said, bye, brush your teeth, clean your mouth, man. What's wrong? My Nabi takes his blow. Nabigha comes and he complains of a cataract of the eye. My Nabi goes closer and he blows into the eye of Nabigha. Nabigha says, at the age of 82, I could thread the needle after the blow of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in my eye. Fudayk says this year that I complained of my throat paining. And Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he brought me closer and he read and blew on me. And he says, La yafdudillahu faka. May Allah not break any tooth of yours. They say he lived till Kitab al-Shifa of Qadi Iyaz says that he lived to 120 years, this man. And whenever a permanent tooth broke, it was replaced. That doesn't happen to anyone. There's a dentist here, I asked him. It doesn't happen to anyone. At 120, he had all his teeth standing. All the teeth standing. Where? With the blow of Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Qatada bin Milhan comes to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And he complains of what? Psoriasis. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam takes his hand. Take his sputum. You know what? My wife, she little bit sput comes and says, you know what? I must wear an umbrella and sit in front of you. You understand what I'm saying? Now, yeah, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam takes his sputum and wipes on Qatada bin Milhan. He says, فَإِنَّ لَهُ بَرِيقٌ. He has such a shine on his face. And he says, كَانَ يُنْزَرُ إِلَى وَجْهِ كَأَنَّهُ مِرْآتٌ. We used to look at the face of Qatada bin Milhan and use it as a mirror, so much shine it was. Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu says, I have this skin irritation. So I went to the Nabi of Allah and I complained. This is the blow of the Nabi. This is the sput of the Nabi. This is the perspiration of the Nabi. The blood of the Nabi. A normal human being, this is regarded as dirty or is regarded as filthy. So he says, I came, I asked the Nabi of Allah, you know, this is the problem. Skin is itching. He says, Allahumma barik lahu fi sha'rihi wa basharihi. Oh Allah bless Abu Qatada in his skin and his hair. Abu Qatada passed away when he was 70 years old. When the ghusl was done, they said the body on the blessing of the Nabi's dua and his touch. That Abu Qatada's body was looking like a 15-year-old. Like a 15-year-old. Hey, it's my bad luck and misfortune that how I said in the beginning, أَتَسْتَبْدِلُونَ الَّذِي هُوَ أَدْنَى بِالَّذِي هُوَ خَيْرٌ. This was said to Bani Israel. That are you seeking to change that which is superior in quality to something which is inferior? Are we seeking to change our fashion of life, our way of life to something which is inferior and trending on the internet and trending on all these apps? How we made this choice? A man is living in this world. A woman is living in this world. Each limb, they have a way of beautifying and applying beauty. On the hands is manicure. On the feet is a pedicure. On the eyes is a surma. And then there is a face wash. And then there is this here. That's all. Why? So beauty can be accelerated and people who are looking are attracted. May Allah says, take your limbs and you cover it with sunnah. I'm attracted to looking at that. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. If you say you love Allah, then you know what? Then it's the way of the Nabi that Allah will look second time. So it's a bad decision in life that you make, that now that which is superior in quality, which is my Nabi. A superior human being, and you choose that which is under that, or that which is inferior, and you embrace that. I went to the tailor, and he's sewing my kurta, and the line is not straight. Or the threads are standing out. I don't pay you, you just sort this out, then we'll pay you. Why? He did not sew it in the manner that you want. My life, and your life, a command from Allah, sew it in the life, sew it in the way, and the pattern of my Nabi. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. We have chose that way for you. So how Allah is going to accept? This time is correct here, but this one here. Ji, it's correct. No, I don't know, I can't see the size here. So anyway, Allah give us tawfiq. Allah give us understanding. There were those people, Talha bin Ubaidullah. So between him and his wife, they owned one cloth. So every day after Salah, he runs home, he shares it with his wife. So one day Sahaba said, Talha doesn't sit for your discourses. He runs home. He says, call Talha here. He says, Talha, why you do that? He says, no, between me and my wife, we have one cloth. She sits in the corner of the room. I run home. Then she puts the cloth on and she reads the Salah. He says, oh. He says, go to my house, bring my kameez. Kameez was the upper garment of Rasulullah SAW. He says, take this. So he went home, and happy in his face, his wife is saying, what is wrong with you? My wife will get so happy, you know what I'm saying. We brought dunya, she gets so happy. Yeah, the wife is saying, yeah, what she say? She's saying, Ashakot Allah ila Rasulillah. Did you complain about Allah's taqdeer to the Rasul of Allah, that he felt pity and gave you his shirt? Ah, subhanallah. So what did he do? He says, no man, wife, I didn't take it because of that. I took it that the day I die, you make me wear this here. So when, you know, when the question is asked, who's this man? I say, the owner of the shirt. The owner of the shirt. Wait, you and I got it also. That apply the limbs to sunnat. And beautify that Allah looks at us second time. And when we go down, then the person that I imitated in life, that's it. One woman used to see a boy in madrasa. She was living in the area. Call him every day home. So one day he asked him, why are you treating me like this? He says, you know, I lost a son. He looks just like you. So just looking at you, you remind me of my son. Just looking at like my Nabi, Allah is reminded of his Nabi. Why we didn't think this? Where we are from this? Allah give me tawfiq. Allah give us tawfiq. Allah bless us. Inshallah, with sunnat and the teachings of my Nabi. Wa akhir da'wan. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.